Radio Sputnik.
On Monday, thousands of Greeks marched through the country's capital to mark the 1973 revolt against the US-backed military junta. Participants of the rallies voiced anger against the austerity measures imposed against Greece by the European Union and the International Monetary Fund. Greece has one of the highest unemployment rates in Europe at 26%. On Monday, the country's main labor unions have called for a 24-hour strike on November the 27th to protest against planned layoffs and pension reform demanded by the EU and the IMF. Meanwhile, Greece's government hopes to exit the bailout by the end of 2014, a year ahead of a schedule. To discuss the issue, we are joined live on the phone from London by Roman Gerodimus, a senior lecturer in global current affairs at Bournemouth University and founder and convener of the Greek Politics Specialist Group of the UK's Political Studies Association. Hello, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you. Let me ask you the following. How do you see the current situation in Greece, and can we expect escalation of the protests?
Just to put this in some historical context, November 17 is an important date for Greece because that's when the first major protest against the military dictatorship took place in 1973, and it's a very charged, emotionally charged day for the whole of the country. And there's sort of the annual demonstration every November 17th is almost kind of like a ritual for people to protest, not just against the government of the day, but also the political system, and also to honor those who fought against the dictatorship. And in recent years, that has sort of turned into a more anti-systemic, you know, opportunity for more anti-systemic demonstrations, especially by a small core of anarchists, about 1,000 people who sort of regularly take part in these demonstrations. Yesterday's demonstration was there were about 25,000 protesters, which is a big number, but it's not as huge as in previous protests. There were some violent clashes with police. One incident in particular involving a German student is something that was discussed a lot in social media. So there is some a concern about the behavior of the police, but generally this has been not really treated as something very significant by the Greek media. I don't think we're going to see an escalation of protests.
Okay, and in your opinion, is the government's plan to exit the bailout by the end of the year realistic?
There's a very, very tough negotiation taking place right now with the Troika of lenders, the International Monetary Fund, the European Central Bank, and the European Commission. Obviously, the Greek government wants to exit the bailout as soon as possible. What seems to be the case is that we're going to go into a sort of interim agreement, an interim credit line called the ECCL. This is the Enhanced Conditions Credit Line, which is almost an internal EU mechanism to continue to provide Greece with backing in terms of credit, but it would be seen as obviously less stringent as the current bailout program. Now, whether that's going to happen by the end of 2014 is a very important question because, in fact, you know, due to the logistics of how the decision-making process works in the European Union, if that were to happen, you know, they would an agreement with the Greek government and the Troika would have to be reached probably by tomorrow for that agreement to go through the Eurogroup meeting taking place on December the 8th. So if we don't see progress in the next few days, what may happen is the decision or the exit from the bailout gets delayed a little bit, which doesn't sound, you know, very important. But what happens at the same time is the political system in Greece is gearing up for an election. The presidential election, which is sort of decided by parliament, will take place in January or February. But if there's no major, clear, big majority for a president, that will lead to the dissolution of parliament and a general election. So the government is very keen to sort out the bailout exit before any election, you know, is in the horizon, so that they can say we've sorted out, you know, the crisis. We're now on a path to recovery. Whereas if that doesn't happen, it's going to be much more difficult for them to sell that.
Thank you very much. That was Roman Gerodemus, a senior lecturer in global current affairs at Bournemouth University and founder of and convener of the Greek Politics Specialist Group of the UK's Political Studies Association.